Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now for his take on the outcome for Roger Clemens, WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield followed the case and says the jury verdict is not a surprise.
The chief witness against Roger Clemens was his former trainer, Brian McNamee, who said he had saved some of the detritus, cotton swabs, needles, things of that nature, from the times he injected Clemens in a beer can, which he kept in his basement. That might sound like pretty fascinating if thoroughly yucky stuff, but apparently the 2-month trial was not consistently compelling. At least 2 of the jurors fell asleep and were relieved of their duties, which was probably a relief indeed for them. The defense was apparently successful in convincing the jurors who remained conscious that Brian McNamee was not a trustworthy fellow. This must have caused Roger Clemens' wife, Debbie, some embarrassment, since she apparently considered Mr. McNamee trustworthy enough to inject her with one of the substances her husband said nobody had ever injected into him. Roger Clemens apparently knew nothing about that injection, which may be so, since there is no evidence that it added anything to his wife's fastball. I don't mean to sound flip, but gee, we're talking about a trainer who saved medical waste in a beer can. Before that, we were talking about a celebrity athlete who wandered up and down the halls of Congress signing autographs, since, what the heck, he was in Washington to testify anyway, and some of those congressmen had grandchildren. Even in the moments before the verdict became public, goofiness prevailed. Alleged reporters on television intoned solemnly about how if Clemens was found guilty, he might spend many years in prison. Not likely. It's probably a bad idea to probe the verdict for meaning beyond the recognition of the obvious. As far as the jury was concerned, the defense did a satisfactory job of portraying Brian McNamee as a liar. Apparently, this was not difficult. Beyond storing what he maintained was evidence in a beer can in his basement, Brian McNamee admitted other past mistakes, poor memory, and lies. Why Roger Clemens should have remained closely associated with such a fellow over a number of years while playing for a couple of different baseball teams remains a mystery, as does why his wife should have trusted such a fellow to inject her with human growth hormone. What all this says about the use of performance-enhancing substances by men employed in the national pastime is nothing much. Some players use them and have acknowledged doing so. Others did and haven't. Millions of dollars have been spent trying to characterize Roger Clemens as a perjurer. The jury wasn't sufficiently convinced that the label fit. I wonder if those 2 jurors who were dismissed for falling asleep didn't have the right idea.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for Morning Edition and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. You can catch sports news and other headlines throughout the day at our website, wbur.org.